You are so weird.
Well, I this is the first I've heard of this. I've been called a lot of things in my life, and weird's probably number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But I don't see it. I'm definitely not weird. I think other people are weird.
Just like ADD.
What do you want to do after this?
Well, we probably have to go to work. So.
You know, we should probably, yeah. So right now we're doing the podcast. What do you want to do after this?
Okay, so ADHD, ADD, kind of the same thing. They used to
I didn't
be
know the difference.
Yeah.
Attention deficit disorder and then attention
hyperactivity. Wait, ADHD. Attention deficit
I don't know.
Anyways, so we are starting to get organized. I'm teaching some life organizational skills.
Yeah, I'm not very organized with certain things, but it's weird because I am like anal about other things. Like with like,
yeah, well,
like,
I think it always ends up like that. Like there's certain things that people like
a certain way. Even if it's organized chaos. Not organized, but even if it's like chaos, yeah. So it's like, yeah.
My silverware drawer is organized chaos.
My silverware drawer is in my car.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. It's not in my car.
Well, when I say organized chaos for my silverware, the reason is because if I see a really nice set of silverware, like I'll buy it. So what happened was is that I bought this really cool pattern like gold silverware. And for my Christmas decor, I decided I'm going to put that out. So I always decorate my like table like for Christmas. And it's got like this, the whole like really cool like place settings and like the,
you go all out.
Right. So it looks like a model home when you come in, right?
Yeah.
But then what happens is my regular silverware is silver. So like if you go into my silverware drawer, you have like the gold pretty with the pattern and then you have my regular silver. It's a mess.
You know, you remind me of my mom in some ways because my mom sent me sheets like for a bed, like bed sheet, like fitted sheets and all that stuff. And then so I only have like one or two pairs of sheets, right? So like making my bed and switching out and all that stuff is kind of a big deal. I'm like, oh. So anyway, and so I don't really care what the sheets are, but the sheets are trucks that have Christmas trees on them.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't really care. Like if I have my normal sheets and they're dirty and I want to put the other ones on, I'm going to put the Christmas ones on in July.
Well, that's okay.
But I remember I was FaceTiming my mom when I was in my room or whatever. And she goes, and she saw like the bed, the blankets were like not like fully made. And she was like, do you have your Christmas sheets on in July? And she goes, I could never do that. That would bother me.
Oh,
and she's
like,
yeah, but she's kind of like you too. You made a comment earlier. You're like, I have a blanket ladder or whatever you call
it. Right.
And if there's a blanket, if someone comes over and there's a blanket that's on the couch, not on the ladder, you feel weird, huh?
Yeah. I feel like disorganized. I feel messy. I feel like, oh my gosh, you're seeing my life chaotic and you don't need to see me like that. And when I say you, I mean anybody that comes over. There are very few people I will let into my messy space, and that a blanket on my couch, not folded, is a messy space to me.
I've had people come over and come into my room and I have dirty chonies on the floor.
See, and I wouldn't judge you for that. I just think your house is cluttered or your room is cluttered.
You've seen my room. You know it's cluttered. But you also see my office.
Yeah, which I think is cluttered. But your clutter is like knickknacks.
Yeah, it's like intentional clutter.
Yeah.
It's not clutter because it's like a hoarder where I just don't know what to do with it. It's like, oh, I just like a lot of things to look at. It's like an antique store. All antique stores are cluttered. That's what I just thought of that. My style is antique store.
Okay. That makes me think that you're really old, but yes, I get it.
I do
but
have
you,
an old soul.
You do have an old soul. I would agree with that. But anyway.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Like this, like our snacks, we have like a cupboard full of snacks here and like it's like so beautifully organized and everything is facing out.
And guess who did it?
And it was
me.
Negative. It was me that did it.
Do you think I would have done it? I probably would have just
thrown
it in there.
I don't know. But like I look at it and it makes my heart happy. Like, that makes my heart happy. Like, you don't have to, like, wonder which snack you're going to get because you can see everything.
Yeah, no, that, and I like that. And see, but I appreciate organization. I appreciate organization when it is organized. Like, when I look at those snacks or when I look at, like, certain things, I'm like, wow, this is, like, beautifully organized. But then when it comes down to me, and then I'm like, oh, this is a moment where I need to do that, I go, oh, it's, like, annoying to me. Like, yeah. It's like literally, like, it's like I can feel it and I just go, like, it almost makes me angry. I go, this sucks.
So I have a question for you. Do you make your bed?
I will put the blankets up.
Well, that's pretty much making your bed. So it's not like you, like, crawled out of it and, like, they're just all messy.
No.
That's pretty much making your bed. I think that that's great. Because most guys do not make their bed every day. And I make my bed and it usually looks pretty nice and I feel like I'm in a clean house. Just like when I go on vacation, I have to have a clean house before I leave.
And that makes sense. I don't go through – I get what you're saying though, because there's nothing worse than getting – you already have to unload your suitcase and all that stuff. And then if it's already – if it's a mess when you get home, that sucks.
Yeah, because then I need, like, a break from my vacation. Like, when I get home, I'm like, okay, now I need to relax. I usually, like, do a vacation where I, like, have the next day off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a necessity.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I can just relax one day. And then I can just go to work and I don't have to touch anything in my house because it's all perfectly perfect. The one thing I am super bad at is that I hate unpacking.
Oh, me too. Me too. Well, I hate anything about it. I hate laundry. I don't mind the actual laundry.
I hate laundry so much.
I hate putting it away.
Yeah, me too. So you know what I have to do? Mm-hmm. I have to throw it all on my bed. Mm-hmm. And then I have to get all my hangers out.
Yep.
And then I have to separate it.
Yep.
I separate it in, okay, these are t-shirts. These are pants.
Yeah.
These are whatever. You know what I mean?
These are my sailor hats. These are my
– my sailor hats.
My wristbands.
But yes, I have to separate it like that so I can see the piles. And then it makes it way more easier.
You know, I do that too. I put like my underwear and socks in one pile. My wife beaters in one pile. My work, my button-up shirts, and then my t-shirts in one pile, and then my pants. Yeah. But what I – and I think what you were saying too is like when the laundry's done, you put it on the bed so you know that you have to do it.
Right.
And I've done that before too, where I'm like, I'm going to put it on the bed. I may not do it right this second, but I'm going to put it on the bed so I know I have to do it.
Right.
And then when I forget about it, and then when I go back to my room, I'm like, that stuff's going on the floor.
See, and that's where you say no, because you cannot get into bed until you put it away.
So yeah, you can if you push it on the floor.
But don't do that.
I know.
Because when I walk into his office, guess what? All of his papers that he doesn't want to look at are on his floor in his office.
Yes.
No, you put it right in front of you. I so you know. Put it away and you get it done and then you don't have piles. Piles are the other thing.
I need to get over the idea of like, okay, I'm going through the process. I'm doing this. Oh, I need to put this away. I don't want to do that. Right. I don't have time. I'll do it later. The second you go, I do it later. Or the second you go, I'll text that person back later. Or the second I go, I'll get gas in the morning. You always forget. And then it's always like, it's the worst. I just hate.
That's why it's out of sight, out of mind. You don't do that. You just like.
You know what I'm realizing I don't like?
What?
Inconveniences.
Okay. Who out there likes inconveniences? Raise your hand. Absolutely nobody.
I know, but I really don't like them.
See, when you see, when I see piles, I think we were talking about this morning. When I see piles, I'm like, oh my gosh. And then the piles get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm like, oh my gosh, chaotic. I cannot like function.
Well, especially when the pile is already kind of big and then you're like, oh, what's one more? And then 3 months later, you're like, oh, there's 90 more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that.
No.
Yeah. I need to deal better with inconveniences.
Just don't move it out of your way. Just say, nope. I'm not going to move this out of my way. I'm going to just live with it. Because what's going to happen if you decide not to put your clothes on the floor? You're going to be like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. But I'm going to have this much room on the bed. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, so I put it on the floor.
No, don't put it on the floor. Just say, I can leave it and not get to it. Don't put it on the floor. And then you sleep in that bed with Beatus.
Oh, baby Beatus.
And then you decide at that point, was it worth it? Because you only had half of the bed to sleep on. Was it really comfortable? It wasn't. So the next day, what's going to happen? You're going to take all those clothes and you're going to put them away.
Well, you're going to put them on the floor.
No.
Just kidding. I see what you're doing, and I like it.
It just helps you get more organized. If I'm good at anything, it's organization.
Hey, me too.
Obviously.
Well, no, I get it. Yeah, it's organizational skills. And it's so weird how, like, sometimes, like, if I clean my car on the inside and I'm like super, I'm like, okay, it needs to be good. Like, I have that sometimes where I'm like, oh, I'm not normally, I would throw that wrapper on the passenger side floor because no one sits there, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, right now, I'm in that. And like, sometimes if I clean my room, there's a point in time where I'm like, nope, I want to put the clothes away. And then there's this other mood that I get in where I'm just like, I'm not doing anything. Like, oh, you get home, you forget your clothes are on the floor or on the bed. Hey, that ain't happening today.
You're on my fifth floor.
I know.
My car is a different story.
Your car's not as bad as you think.
No, my car is horrible.
Yeah, we went into Costco the other day, and then you were driving, and then you like unlocked the door, and I'm getting in the passenger seat, and you're like, oh, sorry, I don't mind this chainsaw and this like wrench, and like, oh, there's a tetherball in the back.
A tetherball. I used to love tetherball.
I know. My stepdad made me a tetherball court when I was young.
Okay, this is an ADD moment because we're going from like...
What kind of food do you like?
See?
Just kidding.
but the organizational part, like I'm super good at, but the car, I feel like I live in my car. I eat in my car. I do like whatever in my car. And so I had a method where I would just throw things on the floor.
Me too.
Like that. And then it was easy because anything on the floor was going to go in the trash, right?
Yeah.
And now it's just piled. And then I have clothes in the back. Yeah. And then I made cinnamon rolls one day, like for us at work. Mm-hmm. And then how long ago was that? Like 2 months ago, a month ago?
What was in there for that?
Well, what happened is.
Cinnamon rolls?
No, I made a cinnamon rolls and I had it in one of my casserole dishes.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I have to take that home. So I washed it and I put it in my car. It's still in my car.
I'm the same way. I remember this is so gross, but it was winter, so it didn't like spoil, I don't think. But I remember an old company that I used to work for gave us all turkeys around Thanksgiving. And I had that.
Our company does that.
Oh, I never got one.
Oh, they do.
Oh, I got one a few years ago. Yeah, that's right. But I had one in my car and I was like, I got to take it in. And it was in there for like a month.
Well, it was frozen, so it's all good.
But it was weird. People would go into my backseat and they're like, is this a turkey? I'm like, yeah.
His name is
Hank, and he's Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well.
Well, organizational skills.
Well, this is not what we were going to talk about today. We didn't even know what we were going to talk about today.
Just shooting from the hip. What else is going on?
Well.
Are you hungry?
No. No. Can we talk about this for a minute? Okay, so this was a non-eating day for me because yesterday what happened, we had a lovely person bring us some donuts.
Oh, yeah.
And they were from Lehigh Bakery. And let me just tell you, I had never been to Lehigh Bakery.
How many donuts did you have?
This is the thing. It was a non-eating day yesterday also. And I decided I was going to have a donut. And I was like, oh, this is the home of the square donut. So I've never been here. So I'm going to try it, right?
Yep.
I had one. And then like half an hour later, I was like, that was probably the best donut I've ever had. Like it was like very bread-like. It didn't really taste like it was fried. It was just really like awesome. And so I was like, I'm going to have another one.
You want to know the exact moment I knew you were going to have a second donut?
Why?
And then you were like, you got to have a donut. You're like, that donut was so fluffy and it was so soft. And I go, she's done. She's done for. She, you know, you were like, oh my gosh, that donut was so good. You're like, you got to have one. I was like, fine, I'll have one. You're like, I'll have one too. I was like, I know.
And I ate two. And then what did I do? I Googled how many calories that donut was. 400 and what did I say this morning?
Like 4 something. So you had less than 1,000 calories on that day.
With two donuts.
That's what I'm saying. Even if it's 4 something, you had less than 1,000.
I burn about 1,000 calories a day.
So you broke even.
No, because that wasn't the only thing I had.
What else did you have?
We have chips.
I went to El Pollo Loco and you had the
– I had some chips and guac. And then I got home and I had a pizza toast.
But that's one day.
Yeah, and I gained 3 pounds.
Yeah, but that'll even out.
What did you tell me earlier?
When you honk out a dirt snake, it'll
– Exactly. You don't poop out 3 pounds worth of food.
Well, yeah, you should.
No.
You have little poops?
No, but like seriously, that's like 3 pounds worth?
Come on. 3 pounds is not 3 pounds is like, yeah, I mean, that's a turd, but like.
And so today I was like, no, I'm not going to eat today because I had those 2 donuts yesterday. I have to recover, right?
Can you imagine if toilets weighed your poops after every poop?
Oh my God.
They're like, wow, this one's good. This one's 2.5 pounds. And like, oh, this one's 4.7.
Ratemypoop.com. My friend.
No.
My friend Tammy.
I heard about that.
My friend Tammy. Shout out to Tammy in California. Mm-hmm. My friend Tammy told me about that. It's a real freaking. She pulled it up. I was like, "Are you freaking kidding me?"
Can you imagine the people that go in there? It's probably for posting, for like the people want to do it. But like, can you imagine some weirdo just being like, "I'm gonna go look at this," and then they're like, "Ooh, does it show the picture of who?"
Oh, you upload pictures, and I was disgusted.
Like, of the people?
No, it's just your.
Because I can see some weirdo being like, that girl's cute. Let me look at her poop. And then
no,
it's just like,
that is sick. You were sick.
No, some people have fetishes.
I do not get that. I'm sorry.
No, some people like want, you know, I remember 2 girls, 1 cup.
What?
Nothing.
What is that?
You don't remember that?
No.
Okay, well, you don't need to know then. If you've gone this far in life without knowing what that is, then you just need to, then you're good.
I'm street smart, but I'm not like... gross, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is, but
it was a video. I'm not gonna say anything about it, but it was a video that was circling around like early mid 2000s, and it was just like 2 minutes long, and it was called 2 Girls, 1 Cop, and they were doing some weird stuff.
And okay.
It might have been poop related.
Ew.
You don't even know.
I don't even want to know. Yes. And the fact that you know kind of like disturbs me.
Well, everybody knew in my high school.
So you didn't go watch it?
Oh, I watched it.
Exactly.
But when you're young like that, it's like, oh my gosh, did you see that? Whatever it is. And it's like, and then like, it's so gross. And then you just like keep watching it. You're like, what? I've watched it a few times.
I hope that none of my friends have watched stuff like that.
I bet.
That's disgusting.
I bet.
Well, actually, my friend Tammy,
I bet Tammy has. Yeah,
because I had no idea about this website, and she was the one that told me about it. And so, like,
so many weird websites. I remember there was a thing called the Pain Olympics. Do you remember those?
No.
Yeah, I won't tell. I won't go into detail about that. But they were doing some weird stuff on that website too.
Okay. All right. Websites. Interesting.
Have you ever heard of Facebook?
I had one at one time.
Hey, you don't have any more, huh?
No.
Facebook is kind of.
And can I just tell you, like, I thought I was going to be devastated getting rid of Facebook because there were people like. From my mission, from South America, from Chile, that I was like super close to.
Chile.
And Chile.
There's a lot of Chile out here.
But there were people from Chile that like I was close to. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to hear from them again, whatever. So I was like, oh, this is going to be horrible. And then once I got rid of Facebook, I was like, oh my gosh, my life is so much more simple. I don't see people that I was friends with when I was 2.
Because you don't need to. And you know what? Instagram, for me, is my favorite. TikTok's fun if I'm just like, oh, I'm just scrolling, you know. But I like Instagram and TikTok is like my jam. I don't really care. Like Facebook.
So here's the thing about Instagram. I love Instagram and I post all the time. And I post basically so I can like relook at my stuff and be like, oh, what was I doing on this day? Yeah. Like that's how I treat it.
Yeah.
I didn't used to. But I have a photography page also. But – the thing is all my friends, my closest friends, except you, because you are not like this, are introverted and they never post.
Yeah, I like posting because I'm selfish and I want other people to like listen to the good songs that I think are good. So I always just like post things and, you know, but I also like it. Yours too. I like, it's like a way to like, it's like a journal.
Yeah.
Like a journal everybody can see. And it's like, cool. Like, I think we should take as many pictures as we, cause like, I'll see pictures of like my grandparents and I've only seen a few, like back in the '50s and '60s, they didn't take as many pictures as we do now. So I'm like, when I see them young, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then like now it's like, I've had Instagram for like 10 years and there's like 10 years worth of like, cause I post frequent, like enough.
Yeah, but do your closest friends post too? They do, no. Right?
Well,
Skylar does.
No, Skylar doesn't. Kate does. You know what's weird? We're in a story world right now where stories are like people are, I feel like, post stories more than they do post.
So when I post a story, I never post myself. It's always stories that like, oh my gosh, this is funny, and I'll post it.
Yeah.
That's all my stories are. My stories are never me.
My stories are like a poem or like a cool little record. Like it's always just like stuff that I think is cool or funny. Or funny, I guess. Or music. But like I like to post like just pictures of whatever it is, or I like to do video. I just like that. I like the music side of Instagram, where if you put a post, whether it's a pictures or a video, and you just like, what song matches this thing? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I want to put
my favorite. Can I just tell you my favorite like video of yours was you eating breakfast with the spider.
Gary. Garrison.
Yes, you named him Gary.
Yeah.
That was my favorite video of all time. I loved it so much. It like, went viral
on TikTok.
It's
2.4 million.
You're, shut up. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I was like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Did you post it on TikTok?
I actually don't know if I posted
it. I might post it on TikTok.
Let's see. Sorry, I'm going to.
That is like freaking amazing. Like, I loved that because you're literally having like a conversation with a spider.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you hashtag and stuff like that? Do you do all that? I'm going to post it because that was amazing. And I think that was so good. And if anybody hasn't seen this, you have to like, if you're on the our Instagram, the After Hours Instagram.
Yeah.
We posted it on there.
Oh, we did?
We did.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I like that kind of stuff too, because it's like, how cool. Like if I had videos of like that, like from my dad or just like people from my family or just like, you know, it's just cool to like, oh, this was back in 2025, you know, like since some random video, you know, I think it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Yeah. Well, I must say it's Friday. I mean, it is, but.
It's not my Friday, but it is your Friday.
Oh, I'm going to change the subject for a second.
Okay.
I remember you and I were talking about this last week and I wanted to say it on here. Remember The Ring?
Oh, yes.
We were talking about, oh, now I'm putting too much pressure on saying. Okay, I'm going to try to simplify it because when I simplify it, I don't think too much about it. But I remember hearing this thing and it was from Ethel Kane.
Okay, so Ethel Kane is a singer that we both really like and she's very dark.
And very haunting and beautiful and ethereal. I love
those. Her. That's a good way to like describe
it. Yeah, ethereal. I love, and I think I'm realizing that I like ethereal music, just that like haunt, it's just like
haunting.
It's like heavenly but dark.
I know he was asking me the other day, he's like, can you do that? Like, ah, and I was like, I mean, not like that, but like he was asking me, and I was like,
yeah, and she does it so well. And I know it's like edited, right, and there's like echo on certain things, but it's like, oh my gosh, it's so like us. If you didn't know what she was talking about, you'd be like, this is an angel. She almost sounds angelic.
Yeah, that's the tone she has.
It's ethereal. Mm-hmm. So she was talking about this ring, and I think she's saying that people are either aware of it or not, but there's a song will come full circle creating a ring. And what they're trying to tap into, again, whether they're doing it intentionally or not, is they're trying to tap into a certain frequency, and certain frequencies are attached to certain emotions. So when you hear this frequency, you're going to – so it's almost like – I don't dare say mind control because – it's not that, but like they somehow have figured, and I don't know who they are, but it's in the talks that like you can relate certain frequencies to like being sad. And if you're sad and you can relate to a song this way because of the frequency, then you're going, they're almost like not coaching you what to feel because nobody can actually put certain images in your head, but they can, if Ethel Kane has tapped into a specific frequency that frequency is attached to a certain emotion and you listen to that, you're going to feel that emotion. Maybe not. It's like a difference.
But that makes sense because if you've ever heard of like binaural, I think that's how you say it, binaural beats. Mm-hmm. Like those are what you listen to when you want to fall asleep. And like when you want to study or when you want to, like I have a playlist that's the Delta Waves. I think it's the Delta Waves that you listen to. And you can like, I listen to it on my Alexa. And so if I want to like fall asleep really fast, I'll like put it on for like an hour and then I'll fall asleep to that. So it's kind of the same, like
it's kind of the same thing.
It is kind of the same
almost
thing.
Almost like ASMR too. People are like,
yeah. Oh, don't do that. I don't like that. Okay. But
I'm sure, I mean, there's different frequencies. I'm relating it to Ethel Kane, but Ethel Kane, like we mentioned, is very, you know, But at the same time, I don't feel happy when I, it's very like, she reminds me of an angel sometimes, but like a black, dark, sinful angel.
Well, yeah, I yeah, agree with like, you.
I think of darkness when I think
but
of
But there's a certain song. I listen to the K-Sing song when I miss certain people in my life.
Yeah.
And when I miss or I want to miss certain people in my life, I listen to that K-Sing song because that song totally like makes me like long for like my friends or like long for these people.
Yeah. And I know some of it comes down to like you have certain chords that are associated with certain like you have happy chords on the guitar and, happy, and like ones that are like more upbeat or more happier. But like when you listen to K-Sing, you mentioned you like that song, like. And it's not even like the lyric, like the lyrics, if you know what she's talking about, are a little bit more like it's a bummer, but it's the way that like the music itself isn't happy. Her voice isn't happy. Like the way she's like, it's everything about it on top of the frequency. So even if she was, her words were saying certain things, what I think she's saying as well is like, it doesn't matter. That frequency is still tapped into. Remember the 90s? There was like Third Eye Blind kind of did it and like, they had happy songs, but they were saying really dark stuff. And you were, so when you listen to these songs, you're not in a dark mood. You're kind of like going along with it because it's like sounds cool. So same thing with like Ethel. Ethel, I think if she didn't change anything about the way she sang and her music, but K-Sing's was like a happy lyric song, like it was like not sad lyrics, happy,
yeah.
You'd still feel the same emotion because it's still the frequency.
Yeah, because that song is a more like the K-Sing song is like an am I not good enough?
Yeah,
it's like one of those. But like
is
to me,
prettier than me and all this. Yeah,
right.
Like, that's sad lyrics.
Right, it's sad, but like that song makes me like makes my heart like long for people. Like it makes me like that's that song that's what it does for me. That song, even though the words don't fit with what the feeling is that I have. When I listen to that, does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's the good thing about music. Like I've related really, really, really strongly to The Dangerous Summer and some of the stuff that he's talking about. I'm like, well, I've never been through that, but I'm like, oh my gosh. And you, but you also relate it to people. You're right.
That's true.
Or memories too, if you have certain, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
I know we went from organizational skills to like frequencies and all that stuff, but I remember we were talking about that last week, and I remember I wanted to say it on here.
Yeah. Can I just say? Like for those of you that aren't like in Utah, there was snow. Stop. There was snow on the mountains like this week. Like, and it was like way low. And I was like,
who's way low?
Oh no. I was like thinking we were going to have snow before Halloween. And I hate that.
I know. I'm kind of ready for it, but now I'm already not because my car doesn't have a AC. So I was like, I can't wait for it to get colder. And now my heater doesn't really work that much. So now I'm like, dang.
So you're just in a spot.
Yeah.
Maybe you need a new car. I've been telling him, just get a new car. It doesn't have to be brand new. It can be used new.
Yeah. But the thing is, I have a champagne appetite with a beer budget. I want like a truck.
Oh, I want like, you and every other man I know.
I know. Or I want like a cool like 4Runner or like a cool like – something that I can like take camping or something. And I just want it like, I just kind of want something nice. And I'm like, man, I don't want to spend $900 on a truck payment.
Right, right.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is insanity.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Did I mention it was insane?
You did. You did several times actually.
Insanity. Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I'm excited for Halloween. I'm excited for the holidays.
Halloween. I'm so excited for Halloween.
You got that picture I sent you? I tried to look like Robert Plant with that blonde wig. And
is that what you were doing? He sent me this like selfie of him with this wig
Which
on.
Which one did I send you?
This morning. Yeah, it was just you.
I tried to do this.
Oh, do a like a Robert Plant slash.
I had a blonde wig.
Does everybody know who Robert Plant is? Because I didn't until I met Jet.
You'd have to be a diehard, but no, I don't think so. But you would when everybody knows Led Zeppelin, or at least.
Well, yeah, but if you would have said Robert Plant, I would have been like, "Who is that?"
But the second I go lead singer for Led Zeppelin, you go, "Oh, okay."
Right.
Yeah, and then even that, you probably knew who he was. At least you knew what he looked like. At least
I don't know if I even knew that because I was never into that kind of music.
Oh yeah. Well, that music is aged a little bit. Like when you think of it's classic rock now. If you think of like the Rolling Stones and like the Who and Jimmy Hendrix, like all that stuff, that was probably like on top of the world back in the day. And I grew up on that. But like when you're listening to music from 50 years ago, you're like, okay, this is music from 50 years ago. Like, I obviously resonate more lyrically and like musically sometimes with Dangerous Summer or Ethel Kane or like Blink, something like that. But just what I think what Led Zeppelin represents to me is just like nostalgia and just, and they're cool. I mean, even 50 years later, they're still, they looked cool. But you're right. It's like that music is like, is kind of like aged a bit, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know.
And I think you have to, because if you didn't grow up on it and you listen to it now, it's like, I think it was one of those things where I'm in that category because I grew up on it. But like, I think you have to like either be around for that time to like it or grew up on it. Because if you listen to Led Zeppelin for the first time at 35 years old, it's going to be like, huh? It's like aged.
Okay, I'm taking applications for his next girlfriend. So, and she has to be hippie.
Yeah.
She has to like crystals because I like crystals. And I think you would be good with a girl that likes crystals. She has to be kind of like earthy.
Yeah, I've always liked earthy and earthy colors.
Yeah, and she has to be earthy and...
She has to live in the dirt, is what you mean.
Well, not necessarily. Like, she could be a little granola, which is fine. Mm. But like
not too granola. Yeah,
like
I know exactly what you're talking about. Very like earthy, down to earth, and like hippie, but like not like, hey, I want to go join live in a compound.
Yeah,
like down by the river for like 6 months.
Yeah, no, no,
not that.
So if anybody is interested, hit me up. I will contact
hit you. Me up on MySpace and ask Jeeves, all that stuff.
But yeah, that's the kind of girl I see you with. I don't see you with any normal
girl.
Not normal girl.
You see me? Yeah, no, I agree because I'm far from normal too. You see me with some hippie Led Zeppelin girl?
No, I totally do. With like a t-shirt cut off, she's wearing no bra. Like that is the kind of girl I see you with. I see you with somebody like that.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah. So, not normal.
Not normal. That's not normal.
Am I normal?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well.
And I don't like your pants today.
Well, I actually partly wore these because of, you know, the costume. But you don't like Wranglers though, huh?
No,
but you like the blue ones of these.
I know. He has these pants that I don't like.
They're called Wrangler Ranchers.
And I don't like them. But he has them in like all colors. And when he wears the other colors, I like them. But I think.
They're 270s.
Yes, that's it. And I'm not a 70s girl.
I love 70s fashion.
I know. You were born in the wrong time period.
I really think I was. Yeah, I love 70s fashion. But it's so different because I like Western wear. But like, I also think Robert Plant was super cool. It's like different 70s.
You like that hairy chest. Let's
Tom Selleck looked cool.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
So I picture like Robert Plant. Well, yeah, there's a picture. You know the picture where he's holding the dove?
Yeah, very hippie looking, right?
Extremely.
I think his style is super cool.
And you liked his hair, right?
I like his hair and I like his style. Sorry, I'm showing pictures of him.
I think Creeper when
you
I see
think
that.
Creeper?
Creeper. He's wearing a girl's shirt.
Well, you know the story behind that.
Well, I don't care. He's holding a dove. He's on
That's
stage,
cool.
Hairy chest. Like
hairy.
It's still ew. Hair is disgusting. Just saying. I've always thought that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he looks cool.
I know.
He used to wear women's blouses because he would sleep with the women the night before, and then like whatever blouse was hanging was around, he would wear it on stage.
Yeah, that's something to be proud of.
It was the '70s. But I also like '70s Western. Like
I was conceived in the '70s.
Me too. But I just
no, you were not
too in the '90s. But I also like when you think of '70s, like Paul Newman had some cool style. Like Paul Newman.
Why are we talking '70s? '70s were horrible.
'70s were odd. Al Pacino how it looked cool.
Horrible. So I was in so we were talking about this earlier today. I was in this movie with Al Pacino. He's like, what did you guys say to me this morning? Do you like Al Pacino?
I was like, do you like Al Pacino? Yeah. I was like, do you like Al Pacino? You were like, what'd you say?
I said, he's okay. He's all right. He's good. Yeah. I was in a movie with him years ago and I didn't watch rated R movies and it was a rated R movie.
Yeah, but I was floored when you said he was good. Even good. That was a step up from okay, but no, he is a legend.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I didn't even watch the movie I was in.
Yeah.
You know, so like.
Which one was it? You don't remember, huh?
Heat.
Oh, it was Heat. That was in 95, by the way.
I know.
Robert De Niro.
I was a senior in high school.
Wow. Wow. I have not seen a movie with Al Pacino that was just not epic. But I mean, The Godfather.
All the movies you're saying were all movies that he made, right? That I didn't watch radar movies.
Yeah.
I didn't watch radar movies my whole life until I moved to Utah.
See, but now you got to go.
Now I'm corrupted.
Now you got to have Al Pacino night. I watched Scent of a Woman, Dog Day Afternoon, The Godfather Part 1, 2, and 3.
See, I'm going to think they're all stupid because now when you go back and you look at old movies like that, you're like.
You have to appreciate it, I think, because I watched some old Marlon Brando movies and they're so good.
Yeah, I don't know if I could get into any of them right now.
No?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm going to be judging them by their clothes.
And they had cool clothes.
Yeah, you would like them, but not me.
Like James Dean had some cool clothes. That was in the 50s.
I like James Dean.
Do you think he had cool clothes?
I don't really know any clothes. I just remember he had one outfit, which was striped. That's the only one I remember.
Yeah, that's cool. Look, sure. I know exactly. He had a cat with him. His name is Peaches.
Whatever. That's my cat.
I just have visions of him in New York, walking through New York in like 54, 55. He had that long overcoat. He had the...
Oh, I actually know which one you're talking about.
He looked cool.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we're going to have a really good Halloween episode because
And we'll be dressed up.
And we have somebody, hopefully, if you're listening, she's on the back burner for being a guest.
Oh, yeah.
Did she message you yet?
She did.
She did?
Yes.
What did she say? Okay, we're going to see. We're going to see if she's...
She responded back.
Okay.
But she said, do you want me to read it or no?
We hopefully are going to have a guest on the show, and it's going to be a really fun guest. And
it's going to be a really fun guest.
Yeah, really fun guest. Yeah. And we're going to go into like some cool topics about ghosts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we will.
Is that next week?
Hopefully.
Halloween is that next week?
No, because it's so the. It's a couple weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully she can.
The next couple of weeks, well. Yeah.
Hopefully she will be able to be our guest. She lives a little bit farther away. So.
Oh, it's exactly 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today. So we'll That's super exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, this was fun.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we will talk to everybody next week.
One, two, three. Bye.
Bye.